This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Thousands came out Saturday for Denver's Juneteenth Festival, which commemorates the end of slavery in the U.S. Taisha Lynch of Denver has been going to the parade since she was a kid.
You know, get out, see people we haven't seen in over a year probably. It was needed. So, and then with the holiday, it's time. It is time. So, and it is a holiday, and I'm glad, you know, the country is now recognizing that.
As of last week, Juneteenth is now a federal holiday. Denver's celebration dates back to the 1950s. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett and one of his Republican colleagues are trying to create a path to permanent residency for farm workers. Bennett says without it, he's worried farms will keep moving out of the country.
People have been telling us that for 20 years, and it's literally happening before our eyes. We have a decision to make, and that decision is, do we want to support American agriculture? And if we do, we will find a way to pass this bill.
Idaho Senator Mike Crapo is joining Bennett on the Senate version of the Farm Worker Modernization Act. It already passed the House in March. And starting this weekend, Su Teatro in Denver is hosting a new production of War of Flowers. The show revisits the Kitayama carnation strike in Denver in the late 1960s, where women protested over poor working conditions at a flower plant in Brighton. The show runs through next Sunday. Slightly cooler temperatures for the Front Range today. You're listening to CPR.